Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 335 for Tuesday, April 5th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were slightly lower in choppy trading Tuesday morning. Canola was anywhere from 90 cents to $2 below unchanged, with the May contract checking in at $480.70 a ton. That's down 90 cents. Canola was feeling pressure from losses in Chicago Board of Trade soy oil and, to a lesser extent, soybeans. Many global financial markets were also lower this morning, tracking declines in crude oil. Large global supplies of soybeans also added to the downside. However, the Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, and this made canola more enticing to international customers. Concerns about dryness in parts of Western Canada has thrown a weather premium into the market. Commercial buying remains steady. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 3 to 4 cents weaker, with the May contract at $9.09 a bushel. The market was feeling some pressure from the declines in vegetable oil. The Brazilian soybean harvest continues to speed along. It's about 3/4 complete, and that is slightly bearish for the market. However, Argentina is expecting wet weather, and that could disrupt the harvest, which was supportive. Commercial selling is in full bloom. Corn was narrowly mixed, with the May contract checking in at $3.55 a bushel. Strength in the U.S. dollar cut into corn to start the day. The market is also trying to stabilize itself after last week's bearish USDA report. However, on the flip side, commercial buying is picking up, and Brazil is looking to import some supplies. U.S. wheat was 1 cent weaker, with the May contract checking in at $4.73 a bushel. Improving weather conditions in the U.S. southern plains were bearish for the market. The U.S. dollar also contributed to the weakness. Ethiopia bought 500,000 tons of wheat from Ukraine and Russia. None of it, however, is from the U.S. However, on the other side, reduced yields in the Black Sea region lent some strength to the market. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, April 5th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.